I received a message that the brother from Cameroon will not be able to speak live, so we will listen to his recording. So let's sing a hymn in the meantime while we get set up. Brother Daniel, we will sing hymn number 75 in the International Hymn Book. We are ready. Are we?
Dear brethren, it is a privilege to stand before you today, my senior, those who have been in this precious faith before me, to give a discourse. The theme of my discourse is three aspects of King Jesus. Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Luke chapter 19, verse 38. When we speak of Jesus, one of the titles we are not as quick to think of him as in today's culture is King. However, the title of King is often attributed to Jesus in the scriptures. We always recognize Jesus as our Savior. We see that he is the Lamb of God. We tend to see Jesus primarily in redemptive roars. Why these roars are key, perhaps in focusing so heavily on them, we miss out on much of Jesus' power in our daily lives. This power of the one we follow, we need to claim more often as we learn more of and align ourselves under Jesus as King. We will focus on Jesus as our King in the Gospel age, Jesus as conquering King during the harvest, and Jesus as King of the world during the millennium. Our King. Jesus is our King. We follow our King, and we need to claim his kingship more in our lives. The way to glory outlined for Jesus in the plan of God was a path of suffering and death. Of Jesus. Without that, we will never have a future life at all. Attaining kingship by this route was admittedly the hard way, but it was Jehovah's way. And Jesus, who later said, "I and my Father are one," was resolute in his determination to carry out his heavenly Father's will in every detail. Jesus said, "My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work." John chapter 4, verse 34. When Jesus was raised into the glory of the divine nature, he was in that moment our King. Every true follower of Jesus throughout the gospel age has been subject to Jesus as King under the supreme King, Jehovah. In revealing to us the person and work of Christ, Scripture tells us that Jesus is not only our prophet and high priest, but also our King. Christ is Lord of Lords, King of Kings, and Jesus will defeat all of his foes. Revelation chapter 17, verse 14. This is an important truth for us to remember as we live in this fallen world. So often we personally experience defeat in our battle against the world, the flesh, and the devil. But the good news of the gospel tells us that these defeats are only temporary. For Christ Jesus has ascended to the right hand of Jehovah, the Almighty Father, and has been given a name above all names. Acts chapter 2, verse 33, and Philippians chapter 2, 9. Jesus is our King, and he cannot fail to bring the final victory if we remain faithful. This remaining faithful does not mean that we will not fail in our personal battles, but that Jesus as our royal advocate can speak in our defense as a King and high priest. As we recognize a weakness or failure, we must sincerely go to the throne of mercy in honest repentance. Then Jesus, our King and High Priest, will be there with us in all the authority that God has given him. In Hebrews chapter 8, verse 1, Paul wrote this: "We have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens." This comment by Paul reflects the thought of Psalms 110, verse 1, that Jesus has been seated on the right hand of God, exercising kingly authority. Jehovah said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. Jesus, as our high priest, does not serve as a priest like the sons of Aaron. Jesus has a higher priesthood. Jehovah has said, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Psalms 110 verse 4. Paul says that is the kind of priest Jesus is now as he serves us. Jesus made a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 20. Melchizedek served both as a priest and as a king. And so does our Lord Jesus. Jesus is our priest and he is our king. The name Melchizedek means righteous king, and Salem, over which he ruled, means peace. Thus, Jesus rules in righteousness and he is king of peace. Paul makes these points in Hebrews chapter 7 verse 2. First, being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace. In Genesis chapter 14, verse 19, Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine to the men of Abraham. These two emblems, bread and wine, are the very things Jesus used to represent his body and his blood given for us. Thus, what Melchizedek gave to the men of Abraham represents what Jesus, our king and our priest, provides for us as the seed of Abraham, namely redemption. For Jesus gave his body and shed his blood in order to redeem us and give us a justified standing before God. In Psalms chapter 110, the kingly authority of Jesus is referred to in verse 2. Jehovah shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule that in the midst of thy enemies. Psalms chapter 45 verse 5 says of Jesus, thy arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies. These arrows represent arrows of truth that pierce the heart and convert enemies of righteousness into followers of Jesus. Psalms 110:1 says that our King Jesus sits at Jehovah's right hand, there exercising his royal authority. Paul refers to this in Acts chapter 2, verse 32-35. This Jesus has God raised up, being by the right hand of God, exalted, and having received of the Father the promise. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thy footstool. Paul refers to Jesus as at the right hand of God. Also in Romans chapter 8, 34, Christ is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Revelation chapter 3, 21 speaks of this also, saying, I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. Ephesians chapter 1, 20 and 21 tells us that God raised Jesus from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. 21. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Jesus continues ruling at the right hand of God until all enemies are put under his feet. That is, until all enemies are fully subdued under his righteous authority. During the gospel age, believers in Christ become obedient to our King. During the harvest period, Christ uses his regal authority to dispose the powers of this world. Revelation chapter 11, verse 15. During the millennial age, Jesus will bring the entire world under righteous authority in order to bless all nations. Jesus' kingly work today. Today, Jesus is building a heavenly kingdom, as mentioned in Daniel chapter 2, verse 44. In the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and constitute all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Knowing this sustains us as we face the injustice that this world offers. King Jesus sees the injustice, and he will set them all right in the end if we remain faithful. We tap into his power, his covering, and his strength when we learn how to honor him as King. Revelation chapter 11, verse 15 speaks of the present time. The seven angels sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Today, we are at the end of the gospel age, in the seventh stage of the church. Many brethren see this time linked to the seventh trumpet period, starting from the return of Christ. We are living in the time of Luke chapter 19, verse 15. It came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, the time. The return of Christ is commonly dated to 1874. Using the prophecy of Daniel chapter 12, about 1,335 years. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh with the 1,335 days. This prophecy is so brief, one may wonder what could be drawn from it. Here we suggest three things. One, Daniel chapter 12, 1 opens with a mention of the return of Christ when Michael, that is the name of Jesus, in his pre-human existence, will stand up. The expression stand up is used six times in Daniel chapter 11 to refer to a king coming into regal authority. Daniel chapter 11, 2, 3, 4, 7, 20, and 21. Daniel chapter 12, 1, speaking of Jesus, would be a seventh reference. Daniel chapter 12 then gives three time prophecies in sequence of of 1,260, 1,290, and 1,335 years, as though to bring us step by step to the time when Michael would appear. 2. Daniel chapter 12, verse 12 speaks of those who are waiting. And 3, it says that they would be blessed. These two words are used also by Jesus when he refers to the return of Christ in Luke chapter 12, 36 and 37. He says that his disciples should be like unto men that wait for their Lord, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants. For 40 years following the return of Christ, the truth of the divine plan of the ages was clarified and given to the saints during the present harvest or ending period of the age. We still feast today on the understanding of God's plan that was distributed and ministered during that period of time. Those 40 years brought us to the year 1914 and the beginning of the time of trouble. In that year 1914 began the Great War, followed by another even more deadly. These are now called World War I and World War II. By the close of these two wars in 1945, the government of all Christendom had passed away. After this, the large colonial empires of England and Europe began to break apart. India became independent in 1947, Israel in 1948, much of Africa in 1960s, Indochina in the 1950s through 1970s, and the freedom for the satellite countries of the Soviet Union came in 1989. In the year following, that began a series of troubles in Islamic states that are still ongoing. Saddam Hussein invaded Kuwait in 1990, leading to the first Gulf War, the 9/11 attack on America came in 2000, raising influence of Iran. Judging by Psalms chapter 83, these troubles will continue to the end of the harvest. Thus, the current time of trouble is in three large phases, taking us to 1945, 1989, and finally to the kingdom. During this time, 1, the church has continued to be gathered with truth work expanding in Eastern Europe, India, and Africa. 2, Israel has been re-established and continues to prosper. 3, tension in the Middle East continues to work towards Armageddon. Christ as returned King is overseeing the development of all these things towards the establishment of the kingdom. The last phase of the time of trouble is sometimes referred to as the treading of the vine press, Revelation chapter 19, 14 to 16. Here Jesus is depicted riding on a white horse with heavenly forces following, and his name is written as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That is verse 16. Here our King Jesus is depicted as an irresistible conquering king, clearing the impediments in order to establish his righteous kingdom to bless the world. Our advantage. We have the advantage of seeing in this present time of trouble the progress of God's plan. It is being executed through Jesus. Amos chapter 3 verse 7 says, surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealed his secret unto his servants. We are servants of God, and he has disclosed to us what our King Jesus is doing today. He is completing the church class, demoting wayward Christendom, restoring Israel, and preparing for the kingdom. We are blessed with spiritual discernment to see the signs of Matthew chapter 24 and Luke 21, who have been granted a vision of the blessings to come. We understand also that the standard of obedience will test mankind in the latest season following the kingdom. Thereafter, when all is complete, then Christ will return back perfected mankind to our Heavenly Father. As Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 28, when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. Not yet ready. Humanity is not yet ready for the future we long for. Many in the world, though not all, tend to be independent, self-serving, and focuses inwardly. Some will even say that today's culture yields to an epidemic of narcissism. To acknowledge Jesus as King suggests obedience, dependence, honor, respect, and service for others. This goes against what? The flow of the world today. Many will not wish to yield their lives to the rulership of Christ. Humanity is becoming more socialistic, less moral, and more self-centered. They may not wish King Jesus telling them that they need to change. Regardless, Jesus is a conquering king, and his domain will become universal. When the benefits of righteousness, love, peace, and godliness become apparent to the world, then they will be thankful for it. The resistance of some will be overwhelmed by the welcome of others. When the eyes of appreciation are opened, they will exclaim with enthusiasm, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Isaiah chapter 25, verse 9. Jesus will set the agenda, lay out the principles, offer the blessings, and direct the course. Gradually, as the nations appreciate what God has done for them, they will be thrilled. For the reticent, there will be no reign of blessing. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 17. For the resistors, there will be difficulties to raise the attention, and there will be difficulties to raise the attention and induce the participation. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 18. A rod of iron will break up strong opening resistance. Revelation chapter 19, verse 15. A shepherd's crook will direct people in right ways under the Prince of Peace. Love will become the moving force of every heart. Principles will come to replace rules. The law of God will be written on hearts of flesh rather on tables of stone. Behind will lay 6,000 years of experience with sin, death, and war witness. Ahead will lie an eternity of peace, joy, grace, kindness, progress, intelligence, accomplishment, and blessed dominion. After the bride is complete, this will come after the bride of Christ is complete in glory. Then the final judgment on the old order will introduce the new rulership to mankind. Meanwhile, Jesus continues to prepare us as stones for a heavenly temple. We will serve as a heavenly priesthood. We are a chosen generation, a royal, that is kingly priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that he should show forth the who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Jesus promised before his death, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there he may be also. John chapter 14, verse 3. Ever since then, the saints have looked forward with fond desire to that time. Now Jesus has come as his bride. Soon Jesus will intervene with his bride and begin the reign of righteousness of the Messianic age. Enoch also, the servant from Adam, prophesied, saying, behold, the Lord, King Jesus, cometh with 10,000s of his saints, that is verse 15, to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all the ungodly deeds. In the meantime, in the Messianic age, humanity will see this, appreciate this divine intervention, and rejoice together. Israel is not yet under a new covenant. The highway of holiness is not yet open, and evil is not yet halted. All of this will begin only after the saints have passed beyond the veil. Christ and the church will intervene at the proper time to bring order and peace out of earth confusion. Then Jesus will calm the storm and still the raging waves. The bowing completed seeds of truth will begin to grow, and the earth will develop as part of God's kingdom. When the kingdom is established, those who are alive will have many needs to be met. Countless others will need an awakening from death. All that are in the graves shall hear his voice and shall come forth. John chapter 5, 28 and 29. There shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and unjust. Acts chapter 24, 15. King Jesus has prepared for that time from the time he walked with Jehovah in the creation through his ministry on earth, through his final sacrifice, and through the gospel age, calling of his spiritual bride. Jesus has never failed in doing the will of Jehovah, our Almighty Creator, the Supreme King of all creation. We pray as King Jesus taught us, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Matthew chapter 16. We, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. 2 Peter 3:13. Over plan the creation of the world. He loves the world, and he will have his creation love him as he loves them. The prophecies of the Bible reveal that the 1,000 years of the Messianic kingdom and its blessings are near at hand. Jehovah sees blessings for earth with life and peace is rapidly approaching. And he that hears will extend the invitation. Come, and all that thirst, whosoever is willing, will come and take the water of life freely. Revelation 22, verse 17. In closing, Jesus is Jehovah's anointed to perform all the services implied by all the various titles used by Jesus. He is our King, our High Priest, the Captain of our salvation, our Elder Brother, our Savior, Redeemer, Healer, Teacher, Friend, Helper, Judge, Intercessor, and Advocate. He is the second Adam to regenerate the Adamic race and the Prince of Peace, who will bring peace worldwide. As the angels declared to the shepherds when Jesus was born, he will bring glory to God in the highest and on earth his good will towards men. Luke chapter 2:14. None of the services rendered by Jesus in at work in the divine plans are performed on his own initiative. They are the works of Jehovah, our Supreme King, and accomplish under his direction. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 45. Hebrews chapter 5, 4 and 5. Let us give praise to Jehovah through our King, Jesus, and be a blessing to each other as we finish our polishing. Our collective hope is to serve as priests of God and of Christ, and rule with Christ, cooperating with Jesus to bring blessings to human beings. Let us realize more and more our privilege of working together now and in the future to bring truth and blessings to all. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Merci,
thank you to Brother Alex for this recording, for his message. It's an interesting message for us to see the point of view of brethren who come from far away from us, from Africa, who we have less contact with. We also think of our brethren in Philippines, Sri Lanka, etc. We pray that they can continue to proceed through their trials and difficulties, and we'll keep them in prayer. We want to announce again that if you ordered a group photo, you can come pick those up. And now we will close with a hymn. We'll ask Brother Daniel Wozniak to come up. And after the hymn, we will close with prayer, and Brother Gilbert will close. We will sing hymn number 12 in the International Hymn Book, number 21 in Hymns of Dawn.
Dans cette pause, nous allons avoir le repas du soir. Donc, dans la
during this break, we will have our evening meal, so we will ask the brother to pray a blessing over the meal as well. Brother Gabriel.
Bon, Père bien-aimé, nous approchons
our beloved Heavenly Father, we take the time this afternoon to show you our gratefulness, our faith, that you have gathered us brothers and sisters in this place, for us to fellowship with one another again. And thank you for letting us reflect on your beautiful word and your truth. We thank you for this message of hope from Brother Alex. Thank you for helping us renew our consecrations this morning. We want to serve you our whole lives. We also think of the brethren who wanted to come here, to be here in fellowship with us, but could not come. We also ask your blessing on those going through afflictions and pain. Be near to them. We ask you to please bless the brethren in Eastern Europe, especially during this crisis. We thank you so much for this communion that we have together. We know that we all need to help each other, and we know that the best support comes from you. Please bless the rest of this evening, the evening meal. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
pause.
So we'll have a break now for the meal. I didn't exactly look in the program, but I believe the next session starts at 8 p.m. Thank you and bon appetit. Hey, everyone, please take your seats. We would like to start our evening session. Brethren, we'd like to continue. We will have 1 hour and 15 minutes with our brother Dariusz Biwalec. In order not to lose more time, we want to start with a hymn. That will be number 49 in the International Hymn Book. There's a brother who consecrated in France. However, he speaks very good English, and therefore he will have the opening prayer, so we will not need a translation. Again, hymn number 49 in the International Hymn Book, 205 in Hymns of Dawn.